2 weeks has passed, and Tassie is preparing to leave for Hawaii to see a doctor about her breast cancer. We now join Tassie. As usual, she's busy trying to finish her sewing and pondering on all that has happened to her in the last few months.
I still don't feel different. Maybe the test was wrong. Maybe they got my stuff mixed up with somebody else's. And what is Ete thinking? Leaving now? His dad's Safai is next month? And his boss just got that big contract? That means more overtime money. There's too much going on. He can't leave with me. Why is this machine acting up all of a sudden? And the girls have speech festival and that History Day thing coming up. I never missed that. And my poor boys. Basketball starts next week. This machine. I got no time to go off island. What were we thinking?
Hey, Tass. Just stopped by to see what you're up to. You're not answering your cell.
Oh, sorry, sis. Guess I've been daydreaming. How's this trim? Too much?
No, looks good. Is that for Linga? Are you taking that with you to Hawaii?
Yeah, that was the plan. But I can't get this trim to look right, and this machine keeps jamming. All of a sudden, it's not working for some reason. And I got all these orders backed up, and...
Wait a minute. Was the plan? What do you mean, was? The doctor says you don't have to go now? What's going on?
Say you know. I don't feel sick. I'm fine. I think the doctor was wrong. They probably made a mistake and got my stuff mixed up with somebody else's. This trip, this whole thing, is just a big waste of time and money I don't have.
Sis, what are you talking about? You said the doctor sent your biopsy stuff off island and the results said you have cancer. Even if somebody did make a mistake, don't you want to find out for sure? Isn't it better to know than to pretend everything's okay? If I was you, girl, I'd be on the plane tomorrow.
Go heat up the leftovers. I'm hungry. Maybe this machine just needs a rest too. Tawila, keep the kids quiet, please. I'm gonna take a nap in my room.
Okay, Mom. Are you all right? It's not like you to sleep in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I feel fine. It's just a headache coming on. I'll just close my eyes for a little while. I'll just close my eyes, just close my eyes, just close. How come in my dreams my house is always a mess? Sina? Hey, why are you here? Hey, stop touching my sewing machine. Why are you doing that?
Tassie, you are so funny. Why are you busy cleaning and sewing? You should be getting ready for your trip.
What trip? I'm not going. There's too much going on. My head just hurts right now from fighting with this sewing machine. And look, it was you playing with it. Oh, you're so crazy, Sina. And I really miss you.
I miss talking with you, and I miss my girls. Oh, how I miss my girls. I even miss Ioane sometimes, too.
I know. Your husband misses you very much. He tells Ete all the time. And when I see Kiona, I see your smile on her pretty face. She's doing a skit with Tewila, you know, for the speech festival. They're going to score high this year. I just know it.
They better. They've only been doing the same skit for the last 3 years.
You must miss everybody, but you're in a good place now.
But I'm not with my kids where I should be. I put my family through a lot of pain because of my stubbornness and my denial. I thought I was doing everybody good by trying to stay strong and not thinking about the lump. and the pain as it got worse. But I was wrong, very wrong.
Sina, it wasn't your fault. I know it's so easy to pretend things are okay, but if it wasn't for you, I would never have gotten the mammogram. I wouldn't have done the biopsy.
Then you need to learn from my mistake, Tassie. Why are you thinking of not going off island? Just because you don't feel any pain? Just because it's not bad right now? Breast cancer doesn't feel painful until it's too late and the cancer has spread. Why are you sitting at that sewing machine and making excuses?
Oh, stop, Sina. You're right. I know.
Do you want your children to see you suffering? Do you want them crying over your coffin? You think missing a speech festival next month is going to make up for not being there for them when they graduate, get married? Be real, Tassie. This cancer can be nothing or it can be something very, very serious. But you won't know until you go take care of it. I know you're scared, but don't let your fear of the unknown hold you back from doing what you know in your heart is right.
Then will you stop messing up my sewing machine?
If you stop making excuses and take care of yourself, yes, I will.
Will Tassie overcome her fear and stop denying her condition? Will she go to Hawaii to see the doctor? Join us next time on Tassie Leola.
Characters in Tassie Leola are fictional. Any use of real names is coincidental and purely unintentional. Tassie Leola is a project of the American Samoa Community Cancer Coalition, administered through the American Samoa Comprehensive Cancer Control Program and funded through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.